Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Glenn Tonzer with the big picture for beef. We're back with Dr. Tonzer in just a moment. Checking in on the beef checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, one of the great success stories for promotion efforts for U.S. beef is in the international marketplace. Tell us more about that.
Well, when it comes to the beef export markets, the United States exports to more than 80 countries, and our efforts to the beef checkoff to promote U.S. beef overseas add value back to Oklahoma's beef producers' bottom line. To put it into perspective, as of October of 2018, the value per head for fed slaughter was valued at $320 a head, according to data from USDA.
And there's lots of success stories to share. For example, in Japan,
the U.S. Meat Export Federation supported a USDA prime beef promotion of beef chuck eye roll in a large national supermarket chain in Japan with 176 outlets. During the period, the retailer sold more than 220,000 pounds of U.S. beef, which was a 42% increase over the same period in 2017.
And you can learn more about these efforts by going to oklabeef.org and clicking on Cattleman's Corner. In these early days of 2019, it's a good time to stop and take stock of where we are in the beef industry as far as the economics of beef production are concerned. Extension Livestock Market economist Dr. Glenn Tonzer says things have gone well for beef demand, not just in the last year, but for the last several years.
I'll remind folks, we've had a very positive beef demand environment, both domestically and abroad, pretty much since 2010. I mean, there's some quarters that are down and so forth, but on balance, we've had notable positive consumer demand signals for the beef complex. It's been several years since we've had something adverse as the Great Recession. And I'm not here forecasting that's going to happen again, but I do think it's prudent for us to remember what happens in a recession. And beef demand tends to take a notable hit when we have a U.S. recession. Beef is an expensive item. I eat my share, don't take it the wrong way, but it is an expensive item that is sensitive to macroeconomic conditions. When we have a recession, it's likely we'll have a demand pullback. In the past, we could stop there, but I think we could go a little bit further now and highlight how the entire U.S. meat and livestock complex is more and more global. And there's a lot of reasons for that. We have to take stock of not just U.S. economic conditions, but non-U.S. or global GDP, and therefore global protein demand. And I highlight that because part of the stock market volatility and discussions around that the last, let's just say, last 6 weeks for sure, has been uncertainty on how strong the U.S. economy is going to be in 2019 and beyond, and by extension, the rest of the world. And I think we need to monitor that, not just from our own 401k perspectives, which is where a lot of that discussion occurs, but also from a beef demand perspective, because if we do have actual economic pullback, I suspect we're going to have a demand pullback, and that will be disadvantageous for prices.
And of course, another thing that has riled the market, the current unrest as far as trade negotiations are concerned, and the retaliatory tariffs that have been bouncing around.
Yeah, and they're embedded in what I just talked about. You know, if and when we will actually come to terms with China and finalize other terms with countries that we've recently come up with new agreements on, and on and on and on, is weighing on the stock market. That's part of the bouncing around there. But again, here, I alluded to the fact the U.S. livestock industry increasingly exports more and more of our production. There's a long list of reasons for that, and me and others have belabored before, but that makes us more sensitive to those global shocks and sensitive to trade policy specifics. And when those tariff reductions occur and when market access occurs, or unfortunately when the opposite occurs, when we lose access or when tariffs go up on our products and so forth, and there's a fair amount of bearish tone in the media on those fronts right now. At the same time, I will highlight exports were really good in 2018. Yours truly will readily admit for 2 years I've been pleasantly surprised. We've had really good actual export product movement and values with it and so forth, despite some of the media rhetoric and concerns. I'm here just highlighting that's really good. We need to recognize it, and that was very supportive of prices. But we need to recognize that that remains a risk going forward, and I think parts of the market complex are picking up on that now.
So, Glenn, I guess what 2018 turned out to be an excellent year for demand domestically and internationally. 2019, is it going to be hard to repeat that?
I think there's ongoing challenges there, yes. And quite honestly, I think that pressure's more outside beef, but has implications for beef. And I'm going to point to the swine and pork complex, for example, is, you know, the new NAFTA, USMCA, has been talked about, yet to be ratified. But there's still tariffs in place that's making exports into Mexico different than they were before. Well, that has implications to the volume of pork that's exported to Mexico, and by extension, how much of it stays in the U.S. versus other countries. And to some degree, that puts cross pressure on the beef complex. I highlight that because we are increasingly in a very complicated world. world. It's very connected. And the bottom line for cattle producers who are listening, you know, the price they get for their cattle is increasingly impacted by all those things. It can be very confusing, but we are in a very global connected world. And any of the uncertainty on our ability to export those products and get the highest value for it is increasingly important for us to understand and monitor.
K-State economist Dr. Glenn Tonser. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Attend this year's premier soil health event, the 23rd annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference, January 29th through the 30th at the Century 2 Convention Center in Wichita, Kansas. Keynote speakers include Jay Fuhrer and David Montgomery. Choose from 50 breakout sessions with speakers like Christine Jones, Brian Jorgensen, Russell Hedrick, Lucas Criswell, Chris Nichols, and other soil health leaders, and enjoy networking with local, regional, and international soil health producers. Register now at www.notill.org.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.